Right, so we read the account of Jesus' death and burial today. And when China and I read this for the kids, it really struck me that we really gloss over what Jesus did. I mean, on Good Friday, I even watched The Passion with a group of people in our community here, and of course, the agony depicted in that film and the overwhelming suffering is as intense as of a visual as we can get. I remember when that movie came out that Mel Gibson, being a Roman Catholic, got the then-seated Pope to see the movie, and his comments were, "It is as it was." And so there's no doubt that Christ's suffering was overwhelming. But to put it in perspective of his absolute knowledge of what he was walking into, that he was delivering himself up to unbearable human suffering and execution. And we're not talking about, you know, a quick death. We're talking about a man who was beaten senseless and then nailed to a cross by his hands and feet. All right? Spikes affixing this man to a tree. But if that's not enough, he walked willingly into his death. He laid down his life. We gloss over the fact that he died. I mean, you have to imagine what that means. Who would you die for? Who would you give up your human existence for? Who would you lay down your life never to see with your eyes again, or speak with your mouth again, or smell the scents of this earth, or taste again? Who would you die for? Christ, not by accident, but by will, walked right into all this. This intense, immense suffering. A brutal execution and an ultimate death, whereby really it only began because he took upon himself spiritual death as well. Separation from God, domination by the evil one. I don't know that we can really imagine this. I don't know that we can get our heads around this. We celebrate a soldier when he or she pays the ultimate sacrifice for freedom or for a cause. And we give honor to that, we consider that, but even that is not a necessary, willful, absolute subjection of oneself to death. That happens as a result of conflict and war. And probably happens unsuspectingly for the most part. Jesus walked directly into his death, willing to give his life in terrible, terrible fashion for you and for me. And so when we are unwilling to even talk about it for fear of not being relevant or cool, what does that mean? What does it mean when our thought of this is sort of just a nod at dinner or kind of an afterthought? What does that mean when we can go through an entire day really almost agnostic, almost wondering if any of it's real, living as if it isn't. Almost completely out of fellowship. Is that mean? We're to be people of action. People of word. And deed. I remember seeing this movie. It was called Saving Private Ryan several years ago. Probably many, if not most of you, have seen that movie. It was a big World War II movie. And it's an intense movie, to say the least, but Tom Hanks is sort of the lead guy going in to find Private Ryan, and he has a life, he's a leader, and at the end of the movie he ends up dying, he ends up losing his life, and his last words as he looks at some of his company that remains is, "Earn this." And what he's saying is, be men of valor. Don't let my death here be in vain. Go back to life and earn this. Now, we cannot earn our salvation. But when we look at the supreme sacrifice of Christ, it should make us rise up as people of valor and want to earn this, our lives that have been given so freely, an eternity with God. So I'm not suggesting, okay, let's by our works try to overthrow the impact of grace. That's not it. I'm just saying, this is weighty. The God of the universe, the creator of all, came down and allowed himself to be tortured, brutalized, and in bodily form killed by his own creation in order to save his own creation. We can't live as if that doesn't matter, because it does matter. And it's time to live as if it matters more than anything.